Hey, what's going on? This is Jerry Fetta, owner, founder, and CEO of Wealth Dynamics. I want to give you three things you can do this election year to make yourself political proof, economic proof, bulletproof with your financial household. Stay tuned. Hey, Jerry Fetta here again. I want to talk to you this morning about sorry, cut that part out. Hey, Jerry Fetta here. I want to talk to you today on our Fetta Facts about the upcoming election, right? It's an election year. We've got a presidential election happening. It's always a big deal when it comes to the economy. Now, the person I'm addressing is the individual that maybe you're a family person, you're working, you're doing all the right things. You're trying to save money, you're trying to pay down the mortgage, you're trying to handle the debt. Maybe you've already gotten rid of it. Very well done if that's the case. But you're looking at the upcoming election year and you're thinking, man, what is this economic climate going to look like? Right now, we basically have three options here. It looks like we've got Biden, right? We've got Trump. We might have Robert Kennedy. Who knows, right? Independent guy, typically that doesn't go very well. But one of those three options, and I want to share with you, it almost doesn't matter which of the three get elected. Okay, now there's a great quote that I like. It's by Ben Franklin, and it was given right shortly after the Constitution was formed, the country was formed. And he basically was saying, in terms of the fact that we formed our constitution, we formed our country, everything is good. But he's like, there are no certainties in life, right? There are no certainties in life. And then he listed two things that were certain. He's like, other than death and taxes, right? And so he's famous for this quote of death and taxes. Now, he's kind of right. It doesn't matter what political party there is. It doesn't matter what the economy is doing. It doesn't matter what war we are or aren't in. It doesn't matter what laws exist. Right. At some point, you will die. Right. And you're going to be taxed on the income you earn. And so, what I like to do when I'm getting into a year like this is there's three main things I'm going to look at. And it's based on this: plan for the certainties. Right. Too many times, people spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of thought, a lot of planning on things that may or may not happen. And then they completely neglect to plan for the things that will. Right. So what will happen? We see the election, 4 years of new whatever, or maybe it's the same old, who knows? You will earn income. That is a certainty. You earned income the last 4 years. And so what I want you to do is I want you to look at factually, because again, this is Feta facts, no opinions here. What did you do the last 4 years? Right. And how is that different than the previous four? And I would actually bet that your financial life didn't change that much from the prior 4 years to the current 4 years. You probably have a lot of the same financial habits. You probably have a lot of the same financial mindsets. Now, with the exception of if you're one of my clients or you've been in a program that's been helping you change those things, they don't change by themselves, right? Whether it was Trump or Biden or Obama, if you were paycheck to paycheck then, you're paycheck to paycheck now, unless you did something about it. If you didn't have any money saved for passive income investing then, you probably don't now either, unless you did something to change that. Okay, so here are the three things. I want to whiteboard these out for you. These are the ones that I recommend for anybody that's starting out. Okay, if you're starting out looking at this election year and you're like, man, I really want to change this. I really want to make things look different and better, right? I really want to make the next 4 years really good, regardless of who's in office. The first thing you need to do is you need to be financially informed. Financially informed, right? I would venture to guess that most of us watching this video right now are probably more informed on the belief systems of a political candidate than we are on our own personal finances and what the 1% of wealth have done and how we could be using those same tactics and strategies. Because here's the deal, right? When an election happens, the wealthy aren't the ones impacted. They're good either way. It's the middle class. It's you and me. It's the people in the middle, the $50,000 to $250,000 to $400,000 incomes, and we own a house and we're trying to make it by and we're trying to live the American dream. We're the ones that end up getting impacted, right? Because we're financially uninformed. Now, I will give you this. We should have learned about money in school. You should have learned about money in school. I should have learned about money in school. If they would have put dollar signs in front of the numbers when I learned arithmetic, which is add, subtract, multiply, divide, I would have understood most of what there was to know about money. Right? Now, with that being said, The fact that we didn't learn about it in school doesn't cause us to know it now. You're responsible for knowing it now. There is no school that's going to help you now. There is nobody that's going to be like, oh, John and Mary, they look financially uninformed. We better send them to class now, right? We've got a whole bunch of teachers and principals are going to get them through and grade their lessons and make sure they know how money works. No, this is up to you now. You either fight or flight, right? You fight, you learn, you study, you put in the work, you learn all the things you should have learned in school, but didn't. You take responsibility for them, or you flight. You run away from it. You hide. You blame it on a politician. You ask for handouts instead, rather than bootstrapping yourself up. Right, guys, this stuff isn't easy. There's obstacles, there's barriers, there's problems. It wouldn't be an easy game if it was worthwhile. Right? It is worthwhile. I can tell you, being financially independent is amazing. Right? You want to get there. But first, you've got to be financially informed. The second thing, you need to set up your sacred account. Ben Franklin said the only two certainties are death and taxes. Right? The sacred account is a life insurance policy. Guess what it does? Part of it is a banking system. We're not going to get into the weeds on that on this video, but there's other videos on my channel you can watch, right? But another part of it is because it's life insurance, it does come with a death benefit. It plans for a certainty. It plans for the exact thing Ben Franklin said, this is going to happen no matter what, right? People are going to die. We're going to get old. Maybe we're not even old when it happens, right? My mom was 60. That's not particularly old when she passed away. Right? Do you have a plan for that? And this isn't some weepy, sobby, the life insurance guy pitched the premature death and think about your poor widowed family and this. No. This is what are your goals today? What are your dreams today? I did a course this past week on exactly that. The fact that wealth comes down to being willing, and willingness comes down to what is it that you're wishing for in your life? Are you wishing for a win? And if you're wishing for a win, why not secure the end game? Whether I make it or not, as a husband and a father, my family is going to be set. I secured the game already, right? Whether I finish this race or I don't, they're going to be okay. They're going to be not just okay, they're going to be able to do the things we planned on doing, even if I'm not there to do it with them. Now, if I'm there to do it with them, I'm going to be even better because I'm contributing to this whole thing, right? So the sacred account is something you should do this election year if you've not done one already. This protects you from the banking system, right? It protects you from death, right? From a financial standpoint. Now, the taxes thing, okay? The sacred account is a death benefit, but also every single dollar that you put into your sacred account, you have opted out of the tax system permanently. You will never pay taxes on that money again. So let me ask you this. You think taxes are going to go up or down in the long run? I think they're going up. We keep borrowing money, right? I saw a video today that within 5 years, 50% of taxpayer money that goes to the government is going to be covering interest on debt. Within 10 years, it's going to be 100%. 100% of tax revenue will go to service United States debt, which is, by the way, owned by the Federal Reserve Bank and by a large in part. Okay, so if you're not thinking with this, I want to take every dollar I earn. And I want to opt as many of them as I can out of the tax system. It insulates me from who's president and who's not, because I don't want my life that way. I don't want to live a life where depending on, the group think, the masses, the herd, right? What's the popular vote? What does the group think about this person? I don't want that to impact my financial life. Right? What happens when the low producers outnumber the high producers? What do you think they're going to vote for? You think they're going to vote for, oh, let's become responsible all of a sudden. Let's increase our incomes all of a sudden. Let's make better financial decisions all of a sudden so that we can learn how to build wealth. No, they're going to say, those guys have money. Let's get it from them. When they do that, and they've already been doing that, I don't want to be one of the guys they can get at. By putting the money in my sacred account, it can't touch that, right? It's off. It's hidden. It's away from the tax system. And you might be like, well, what if they take it out, right? What if they remove it from the law? Guys, the sacred account has been around for over almost 200 years now, right? Joe Biden has six of them. I want you to think about that. The number one owner and purchaser of the sacred account are the largest banks in the United States of America. Okay, let's just track this back really quick. We earn dollars, right? Where do those dollars come from? Well, technically speaking, they get put into the world economy, the global economy, the United States economy, by the US Treasury. Okay, where does the US Treasury get those dollars from? They borrow them from the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, the Federal Reserve Bank is owned by shareholder banks. It's a private corporation. The shareholder banks of the Federal Reserve are, by large in part, the same banks I just mentioned that are the number one owner and purchaser of this type of life insurance. It's not going anywhere, right? Like it is in legislation. In COVID, when they did all of those, government cheese campaigns and subsidy programs, the final one in December of 2020, MassMutual and a bunch of other insurance companies slipped in there the ability for wealthy people to contribute more money to their life insurance policies. Okay? They're in the system. It's part of the game, right? The wealthy will always find legal ways to use the tax code, the legal code, insurance products, real estate, etc., businesses to rig the game in their favor. They're not going to get rid of their own rules. Okay? So instead of, again, what if it gets, taken away? What if it's not in the tax code anymore? You're once again planning for uncertainties. Stop planning for uncertainties. Plan for certainties instead. You know you're going to earn income. You know that income's going to be taxed. You now know that there's a place you could put those earned dollars to avoid ever having taxes paid on them again. Pay it once and done, forever. Not a bad deal, right? You also know you're going to pass away someday and you know you have goals for your family. So why not in 2024, as we're approaching this election year, why not learn more about this, right? That's all I got for you today on this FedEx Facts. Thanks for watching. Like, share, subscribe. I'll see you next time.